We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top. Now that we established, according to this Holchi Usha, that the limud is from Shara Amud, so Ela Miyato, Chazoko, She'inim Otayno, Tahava Chazoko. If the Chazoko works automatically after 3 years, it belongs to you, just like by 3 years of Amud, it belongs to you. So why do we need a Taina? We know that a Chazoko out of Taina, the Mishnah says later on, if someone goes over to a fellow, he's in the property. He says, what are you doing in the property? So he says, I'm here for 3 years. He says, what are you doing here? No one told me anything for 3 years. Allah is, it's not a chazaka. Okay, no one told you, but where did you get it from? You stole it? So that's a chazaka shenim ataina. But we're asking now that if we say 3 years, automatically we thought like 3 years is mafkli, mishus meicher. So you have to know what the havin is, but he says, 3 years is mafkli, mishus meicher, so why do you need a taina? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. What's the reason why 3 years is chazaka? Because we say, now we believe what he says. If he doesn't say what we got from, we're going to take a tiny from him? So that's the Gemara's tarot. It's that no shaykhis. You're right. The chazaka is mafka from this status quo to this status quo. But you have to, if you're not tining anything, so what do you want? Tosis even asked, Tav Tosis says, Tema, my sakadayat maksha. What was the havamin that you give it to him because he did 3 years? The eshloim with the halki parach of Tosis. The chialfis mishar muid, ma hos mishar shuyichas have a cheskas nachon, hochinami. Here also, kivin ochl shalosh shon v'loy micha, he was micha, have a cheskas shloy mocha oid, ubeloy taina nami tei shaloy, this loy mei mishu mocha loy. It's epes chazaka, maybe he was micha to him. Maybe he was a mechila. That's what we're trying to say. Because we haven't the guy knowing about it. Well, the guy knows about it. He sees the guy not micha. No, that's not a tie. He says, you were micha, I was here for 3 years. He did say that. He's saying, where did he get it from? So he says, you were Michael. What do you mean to say? You were Michael. So that would be the Havmina. Kamash law, no, it's not enough of a Kenyan. All it is just, a Chazak is not a enough of a ride. Just a ride to a status. But if you're not tiny anything, so that's Mars Tarot, you're not tiny anything, therefore it's not enough to be a Chazak. Maskla Ravira, another kasha on this idea that we're learning out from Sharmud. Maskla Ravira, El Miato. Macha'o shaloi befonov, loy tahav macha. L'chayro, a macha shaloi befonov should not be a macha. We know that we paskin that even a macha shaloi befonov, if he makes a macha in front of Edom, he doesn't have to make a macha. Macha means that he's make a pronouncement that this is my property. He doesn't have to say dafka in front of the machzik, the guy sitting on the property. He can do it in front of Edom. Say, by the way, that property on that block, on 54 3rd Street, is my property. It says in front of Edom, it's enough. But now that we're saying, learning from Shara Mu'ud, it should be exactly like Shara Mu'ud. Why? El mi'ata b'chosov, v'no lo'i t'av m'chod, do mi'ta Shara Mu'ud, ma Shara Mu'ud b'fon of b'inon, af hochinai b'fon of b'inon. So what's this havamina? Again, this needs explanation. Like, what's the havamina? We're saying, by Shara Mu'ud, we know that in order to Shara become Mu'ud, you have to say Edom in front of the owner of the Shara. So just like there, you have to say Eid is in front of the Shar, there also you have to invite her in front of the Muxik. Now let's try to analyze it. What's the Eidim in front of the Shar Hamuid, in front of the owner of the Shar, doing? That is making the Chazaka. So to make a Chazaka, you have to have it in front of the owner. In front of the owner, make a Chazaka that's a Shar Hamuid. Over here, what's the Macha doing? Take it away from Chazaka. So how's that lima from there? There it says, to have a Chazaka, you have to have it in front of him. Here, the Macha is the breaker of the Chazaka, is the bittel of the Chazaka. It's the mvatel of the Chazaka. It knows the Chazaka. So how do you see you have to have the knowing the Chazaka in front of him? What are you talking about? What Chayachim? Don't learn Sharmud. It makes sense. Don't learn Sharmud. Don't do Sharmud. What is Sharmud? What was the just like a chalitza has to be in front of the isha? Here was, what does that got to do with anything? What's a limud? Maybe it's a svara, but what's a limud? So Tosis explains it. Tosis the Masal Amad explains it. Pirush Ri. Keheicha the yalfis of Shara Mu'ud that have a chazaka b'shloish or zimni. Hochinami nailif like this. He says it's shmak up shat. Mashar tzarach adab afonov. V'loyar mina kala islay. You need to say Ha'edah, or make Eidus in front of the owner. And don't say as a Kohel, everyone knows, this behemoth gored, and have Eidus about it. That should be enough. Umoyel. Hakinami v'soil. Hakinami machashoy fun of Islam emir the less they kala v'loy tehe chazaka. Afa pisa shama hachazaka kiim the ain kol macha. You should say also now that there's no coil for the macha. We'll bring a riot that coil is not enough. Just like there's a commotion about something, that's not enough. Because you see by mu'ud, it's not enough, the commotion that he gored and he said in front of Edim. That's not enough to make him a mu'ud. See also the commotion won't be enough to break the chazaka. So he also read inside, but Hakanai Machos in front of Islam, but less they call of Loite Chazaka. Apis Shama Chazaka, give the ain't coil of Macha. Mahayamayla Micha, Kim Sotigil Machzik Machos, they won't hear about it. The Afagav, so now here everyone's the cast we're asking. Afagav Macha, Bola Vatal Chazaka, Vahado Bola Kayim, Makomak Parakus Aper. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is like, bring a rife, me that coil's not enough. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So now learning from Sharmud, one said coil is not enough, and for the Gemara, no, coil is enough. Coil is enough. But by Mood, it's special because there's a cost of. So the Gemara, Hashem, who would be Volov, says the part who would be Volov, which is a Xeris Akosov that it has to be Dafka in front of the Bailam. Hacha, Chavra, Chavra, Islay, Vechavra, the Chavra, Chavra, Islay. But over here, there's a coil because everyone has friends. And anytime, any type of half a scandal, everyone knows about it. And if someone moved into a fancy property, everyone knows about it. And everyone talks about it, especially if someone else's property. And therefore, when someone's meicha, you also know about it. And altogether, therefore, machash of works because of this idea that everyone schmoozes about it and you'll know about it. I sure am would. There, you're the special guest of cost of me, but who have evolved? So, I'll think about it right. Any cashes? Any questions?
What? According to you, is that the color would work?
Yeah, of course, color works. Color is enough. And the color mood also. It's a common word also. It doesn't help because you need Behuad Bevalo. It's Yeretz Kasim. It has to be Behuad Bevalo. The Pasuk says it has to be a Bailam. You have to warn the Bailam in front of him. That's Yeretz Kasim. But that's some kind of would work. What may a would work? Something more right. So now that we're saying learning out from Shah Hamud, there's a big machlokes in Baba Kama, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda.
So,
yeah, what? Of course it works, yeah. Chavra Chavra Islay. Because you see by mood, it's not enough for Kyle, like Tyson learns. It's not enough for Kyle. And everybody knows Kyle is enough. And mood is the guy's cousin. Now, it comes to Baba Kama, there's a machlokes by mood, Shara mood. Do you need 3 days in a row? Let's say a behemoth gores three times in one day. Is that called a mood or not? So it's machlokes. Rabbi Huda says no, it needs 3 days. 3 days of goring. Rabbi Meir says no, it's a kama chaymer. If in 3 days it becomes a mu'ud, imagine 3 dams in 1 day, it's mamish of a shugana. For sure, it's a shar mu'ud. That's what Rav Meir holds. So if you're a mayor, l'chayra, chazaka should work just 3 times. You shouldn't have to need 3 years. That's the Mar's kasha.
Three times,
three crops. We'll see. The Mar's going to give us exact blow by blow. Rav Meir, the amar richek negi chaysav. Chayiv, kiriv negi chaysav, koshkein. If it's 3 days, it's chayiv. Of course, 3 times in 1 day is chayiv. If someone ate 3 peiris in 1 day, which means he had it in a tree, the way it works with the fig tree is that not everything gets ripe at the same time, and you can have something that gets ripe in the morning, and another thing gets ripe in the afternoon, and another one gets ripe in the evening. So he's saying, I can have a chazaka in 1 day. I'll harvest the ripe ones in the morning, come back by lunch, there's another 30 of them ripe, I do again a harvest, and at night another harvest. So chayra, I could do a chazaka 1 day. Like figs should be a chazaka. So tomorrow, no, don't be shara mu'ud. It has to be similar to shara mu'ud. Ma shara mu'ud, but idin de islay ha negicha, less la negicha. Each negicha is biyuchid, and it's by itself. It's not with other ones. It's own unique in negicha. Each harvest has to be a unique harvest, and there shouldn't be any other peris on the tree when doing this harvest. If I have another peri that's 99% complete, that's not dumya to shara mood. So for tomorrow, okay, I'll give you a case like that. Let's say 3 different days. Going tzlaf. Tzlaf is capers. They every day there's new ones that get ripe. Lahava chazaka, and it's not even nicker the day before. It grows so quickly that on Sunday, there's not even nicker, on Monday, it's ripe. So, why do you say that? Koin slav, lava chazaka. No, Hosam, pir perim isa. It's really there, the peiros. It's not nikkur yet. The migmor the kagabar va'azel. And just it's getting finished. It's still not done with the sharmuid because the peiros is there in potential and it's there really. It just didn't come out yet. It's not nikkur yet, but the peiros is there. So it's also not done with the sharmuid. Frank the Gemara, what about aspasta? Frank the Gemara, ochel tlosa peiri tlosa yomim. You ate three crops in 30 days. Going to aspasta. Now aspasta really takes 30 days to grow. Aspasta is a type of plant that are used for grass. It's like a grass type of plant. It's used for behemoths, for animal feed. Usually takes 30 days for it to grow, and then you harvest it, you cut it, and feed it to the animal. But you could do it every 10 days. You could do that. Every 10 days you could do a harvest. And it's possible to do such a thing like that. Every 10 days. If you do a quick harvest, it's not so ripe. So he's saying, I could do in 30 days, three harvests of aspasta. So, three harvests in 30 days. Going to aspasta. So, how is it possible to do that? The kadiach v'ochlo, the kadiach v'ochlo. You eat it like very quickly. You try to do it quickly before it finishes growing. So that's not a chazakah. That's not called eating the regular way. That's not called a chilas kol peri. That's called grabbing and eating. That's not a good enough chazakah. But now the Gemara has a final kasha. This is a bamba kasha already. What about aspasta? We said it takes 30 days. That's the ultimate way of growing aspasta. So the kasha is, Peri, but losa yarchi going to spas lava chazaka. L'chayr in 3 months you can have a chazaka. Why need 3 years? 3 months enough. Three harvests, and each harvest is another dude. The other one that's faster. You cut it down completely. You start again. All those times you don't have. If you learn from Shara Muid, let 3 times of spas to be a chazaka. Somewhere says you're right. Mad holchi usha. Who are the holchi usha that said you learn from Shara Muid? Rabbi Shmuel, and we learned in our Mishnah. Which is a sada of tvua. Abba Ilon, we said in the Mishnah by sada Ilon taka, you could have in a few days 3 different crops. Konas is a tvua, so you kainis the wine. Umasik is zaysov, and you harvest the olives. The konas kaitza, and you harvested the figs. Hare ilu gimel shanim, it's taka gimel shanim. It's considered gimel shanim. So echanami. Holchi usha learn from Sharamuid. Sharamuid needs 3 crops. And echanami, 3 crops work. Like our Mishnah says, that a fear of a small, 3 crops would be a chazaka. So that's very good, the din of chazaka according to a small. And now we have to explain, according to the Rabbanon, what is the makar and what is the halacha of chazaka. The Rabbanon will argue, we need 3 full years. What do they hold? Where is it learned from? They were learned from Sharamuid, it would be enough 3 times. What are the Rabbanon learn out from?